Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. It's fierce and fearless, and we're in pursuit of the truth every day. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a surge in COVID cases at the border has officials in some cities declaring emergencies, public health emergencies, because of the massive surge in cases, most of it traced back to illegal aliens. Number two, the National Police Association slamming Nancy Pelosi's fake January 6th investigation is nothing more than a dog and pony show that should be dumped. And number one, the Biden administration has been trying to sell America on the idea that the massive surge of inflation has nothing to do with its openly reckless economic policies. That shine is starting to get rubbed off the pumpkin for sure. In Pennsylvania, suburban moms, middle-class dads, working-class people of all backgrounds are getting a stiff dose of reality today. And the harsh truth is, making ends meet with inflation running almost out of reach is getting harder by the day. Joe Biden visited there yesterday and found out that Pennsylvania and its residents are in sticker shock, just like the rest of the nation, as prices continue to soar while Democrats claim there's nothing to it at all. Listen to this, Bite 4.
Steve Walford has a breakdown on what's costing more and why.
I'm hanging in there, but it's definitely harder than it was 2 years ago.
Single mom Candy Montgomery is feeling the inflation pinch. So is Jonathan Miller, who spends a lot of time in the supermarket.
Milk, bread going up. And I actually do grocery shopping for people, and I've seen the prices go up tremendously.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Consumer Price Index rose 0.9% in June. That's the largest single-month increase since June of 2008.
And that's just one place. It continues all over the country. Any place you go right now, you can get a pretty good idea that cars and lumber, groceries and gas are all going up in price. And the idea that it's transitory is trying to be pushed on the American people. Transitory meaning it's temporary. Term I've never heard before, and all the time I've followed the economic news of this country, it's a new ploy is what it is. It's a stunt. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the inflation reality is going to be higher and more persistent than they had initially thought. He's giving a bit of a sobering comment, but says it will drop back to about 2%. But he says he has actually no idea when. Listen.
As the reopening continues, bottlenecks, hiring difficulties, and other constraints could continue to limit how quickly supply can adjust, raising the possibility that inflation could turn out to be higher and more persistent than we expect. Our new framework for monetary policy emphasizes the importance of having well-anchored inflation expectations, both to foster price stability and to enhance our ability to promote our broad-based and inclusive maximum employment goal. Indicators of long-term inflation expectations appear broadly consistent with our longer-run inflation goal of 2%.
By the way, 6 in 10 Americans blame Joe Biden and this administration. 6 in 10 blame him for the 13-year high mark on inflation that's going even higher. Yes, the administration being held accountable, and they know it. That's why they're using the terms transitory. It's temporary. Don't worry about it. Meanwhile, yesterday, a $1.2 trillion infrastructure spending bill was put forth. It got through the Senate, at least. It's cleared for debate. It has not been approved by any means. The problem being, from Republicans who voted against it, they say, well, where's the bill? Show us what's in it. Nobody can do that because it still remains incomplete. Oh, and the other part is, how do you pay for it? Another $1.2 trillion, how do you pay for it? No answer on that either. But 6 in 10 Americans, according to a new Morning Consult poll, say they hold Joe Biden's policies responsible for the surge in inflation. And 54% say they expect costs to continue rising for travel, vacation. 61% of Republicans expect the economy to get worse because of bad policies as well. But politicians continue to try to defend it with new gimmicks on how to tax people, like Elizabeth Warren. Listen to this. We've got billionaire Ken Lagone, best known for financing the two owners of Home Depot years ago to open their stores. He took time on live television to dismantle socialist Elizabeth Warren for her inability to understand money or the economy. Listen to what he has to say. Here he is.
From a fat cat Wall Street guy. How do you rationalize giving me $3,000 a month check every month with all my wealth, why don't you people have the courage to address entitlements as to what should no longer be an entitlement? I shouldn't get Social Security. Second thing, I pay a minimum alternative tax. I pay a tax, no matter what my deductions, I owe the government so much money. Why don't corporations have a minimum tax?
He continued to fillet her. It was quite entertaining. I could have played the whole interview. We'd have had a good time watching it. Totally filleted Elizabeth Warren, who was incapable of defending herself or her ideas because they are indefensible. The $3,000 he was talking about, Social Security, he said his wife gets $1,000. He's a billionaire. And yet $4,000 a month shows up in their mailbox. He said, for what? Well, why would that be here? It's called means testing. And if you break a certain threshold, it's a conversation that's been held before. Why don't you have the courage, he says, to not send money to people who do not need it? Have the courage to not spend money on people who do not need it. But you see, when you ram through these giant spending bills, the American Rescue Plan, for example, you ram through these giant spending bills, all sorts of things get missed. And so lots of people that should not be getting money get money. The Paycheck Protection Program is another good example. Came out of the last administration. A lot of people who had no intention of laying people off and weren't going to lose a nickel got millions of dollars. Millions of dollars sent to companies and therefore to its owners or its shareholders that were never going to be hurt at all. I heard stories of people getting millions of dollars and they weren't going to lay anyone off. No danger of having one hiccup at all in their business. And then the second round of the Paycheck Protection Program was set up in such an odd way that if you had a dip of 25%, a dip of 25% in a single quarter, you could qualify for more grant money, welfare. That's what it is. Here's a handout for you because they don't think these things through. Because they ran through these bills that are pages and pages and pages long. They don't know what's in them. They just want to get it out there and make it look like they're doing something. Of course, they're playing poker with your money, not their own. And so they don't care. They'll just collect more taxes at some point, and they will. Roth IRAs are the next big target. There are 28,000 people in America now that have more than $5 million in their Roth IRAs. And you see, the government promised them, if you put money in here and you pay tax on it on the way in, you'll be good to go. On the way out, you won't pay tax again. Now the government's looking at that going, no, wait a second. 28,000 people with $5 million in an IRA, they don't need that much money. They did too well. They did what they were told they could do. They followed the rules. And just like blood in the water with a shark, those politicians smell money, your money, everybody's money. And they want to buy votes with your money. They want to swipe it from you. It's theft, no matter what you call it. Just because the government does it doesn't mean it's not theft. It's theft, legal theft. They'll give it to somebody else. Quick break now on a Thursday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'm just getting warmed up. How about you?
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.